We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now I have to ask this question before we go back over to the phone lines. Who are you the most overly protective of? Your son or your daughter? I know Mario's looking at me like, you know, some people say that fathers are the most overly protective of their daughters than their sons, you know, but it also raises the question about double standard. You know, let's start with Greg. Let's go over to Greg for a moment. Are you overly protective of your son or your daughter?
Daughter.
You are.
Daughter, without a doubt.
Your daughter raised her hand in the background. Okay, and why are you overly protective of your daughter? Than your son? Because you have four kids.
Yes. Uh-huh. She the oldest, but not just that. She my only girl, only, you know, and I just go back. I just got to keep it real. I just go back in the past or the way we came up, the way we could scheme as young males, you know. It's a lot of, I mean, the conversation, the game was just like on A+. Not to just put myself out there. I mean, between me and my family, it's a lot of things that we knew, you know, saying that we could get away with with different, you know, with young ladies. So I kind of revert back to the same thing when I'm talking with my daughter. Like, just know your place. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like you should. Just look at me as a standard now. Just look at what you, when you start dating, she's 17 now, so when you really just get into dating, just know what you're really looking for. And I just tell her, like, just take your time or whatever, because a lot of guys, they can tell you I love you. They can tell you all day. They can tell you 100 times. You know, I was a kid before we all were. So, you know, so that's why I say I'm definitely more protective with my daughter. Because my boys are a little younger, so they up and coming with this, but definitely her.
Mario, let's say you was like,
Well, you know, my baby girl, like, she's the youngest of break. But, you know, like, your children, when you have I have a boy and a girl, and when you look at them kind of like pride and joy, because nobody can make you more proud than your boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your man, that's your name.
Yeah.
Thing. But nobody can make you happier than baby girl, and that's where your vulnerability lies. So, like, for instance, I have my son in boxing right now, and, like, he's sparring. Like, and then his trainer will go in with him, and he's hitting him, and I'll see him take some blows to the face and to the body, but he needs that to become the protector. And for her, although I want her to be protected, what I learned is, you know, a lot of times men, we start to think that there's only one manner of protection, and it has to be physical. So when you see, like, the dude picking up your baby girl at prom, he got a gun and da-da-da. Like, yeah, it's cute, it's funny. However, what lessons did you instill in her so that way when she is in that limo with the kid, that she knows her worth and her value? You know what I'm saying? So my thing is also always, like, telling her and my son the same lessons. They both have to love themselves. The outfit looks good on her. She doesn't look good in the outfit. The clothes won't define you. So there's a varying amounts of fear that comes with these girls because there's more threats. But I believe when they have, like, that confidence, they won't be objectified the way the world would like to.
But you know what? It seems like nowadays you have to be overly protective of both the daughter and the son, because of so many things that a young son comes across. Like, young boys get their heart broken too, you know? But of course, girls, they take it very, very hard.
Yeah. You know, especially what you don't want to do is have him become, like, you know, they say, when, like, a girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. Like, you don't want to raise your son to become the person that it's like, well, if I just don't care, they'll like me more. Like, they have to have the same value system, so that way my son should be looking for a girl like my daughter, mm-hmm. and she should be looking like a boyfriend like her brother, because those values align.
Okay, let's put a bookmark in it. I'm gonna come over to you, Jerry. I know you have something to say. 404-892-2703. Fathers, I know you are listening right now. Who are you the most overly protective of, your son or your daughter? So far, we have two gentlemen. They say they're overly protective of their daughter or daughters. But I want to hear from Jerry. I want to see if he feels the same way or indifferent.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Also joining with us in this hour of the program, he is a father and he brought in his daughter. We welcome back. And you've been on Love and Relationships show mm-hmm. before. Previously, yeah. we are welcoming mm-hmm. back Philip Watley back into
thank
the
you,
studio.
Good to be here.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man.
Let me see if I can pull your mic up just a little bit. Let me see if we can hear you.
We're good.
Good. We're good now. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, man. I won't complain today.
And you came in at the right time because okay. we were talking about, or we asked the question, who are you the most overly protective of, your son or your daughter? But you are in the studio. You have a daughter. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine that you are overly protective of her all the time, 24/7.
I'm pretty sure her mom would agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before the break, I want to turn it over to you, Jerry, because we didn't have enough time to talk about your stand on who is overly protective, you know, the son or the daughter. Let's say you. Do you think both the son and the daughter should be overly protective at all times, or should it just be just the daughter and not so much of the son?
I would say the daughter. And, you know, I'm just one of those fathers who believe in, you know, the importance of roles. You know, with my daughter, she's going to actually one day have to find somebody as special as I am. So I need to, you know, basically I spend so much time with her just showing her the example of what a good man should look like. Mm. You know, so, you know, as a father, we're their first image of what a man should be. You know, the way that I talk to her, the way that I, you know, respect her feelings. And I'm going to ultimately be the reason why she chooses who she chooses, unless, you know, some fathers lose their cool. And then you mess around and push your daughter in the wrong direction, you'd be sad. But I think guys kind of, with me being a little boy, you kind of, you need a whole totally different life experiences, you know. So I would say I would spend more time, you know, focusing on my daughter.
Let's go over to the phone lines, 404-892-2703. We have Nakai from Atlanta. Nakai, good day. Welcome.
Good evening, sirs.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to thank Jerry for the platform. I know him personally. You know, he moves around throughout the community every day doing something to give back, and he pushes his fatherhood line everywhere he go. So,
thank you for the support, man.
Okay, now, Nakai, are you a father?
I am a father.
Okay, and how many kids do you have?
I have one son. He's five.
One son. Are you overly protective of your son?
I wasn't up until a week ago because I just had some experience where I saw him being touched by somebody who was in the household with him.
Wow.
Mm. And I'm dealing with that right now because I called the police, and I'm not being able to see my son now because I called the police because they don't believe I saw what I saw. Wow. And I'm not with my son right now today. And so when I see somebody speaking on how important it is for fathers, period, and I know what I'm going through, I know what I saw, you know, I believe in the G code where, you know, everything could be handled in a civil manner. And anytime somebody who believes that gets the police involved, that should be a red flag for everybody.
Yes, sir. Wow.
I'm reaching out to y'all because I believe that once I started putting my whole story, my whole life on Facebook because of my son and what I saw him go through, and he didn't know what was happening. And it bothers me that it's so many people in my inbox talking about don't stop because they have an idea, or there's a relative or a cousin or somebody that's being touched. because somebody's not watching. Somebody's not taking it upon themselves to be overprotective over whatever the gender of the child, to understand that that's what's wrong with our community. Mm. Is that, you know, people or see something, and because they don't want to go through the trials and tribulations of speaking the truth about it, that they'll just turn a blind eye, hoping that, you know, somebody else might catch it later on or something. They're hoping for something else. But to hear about, you know, which gender, or, you know what I'm saying, is it more protective over boys and girls, I think it's about all of our children at one time. Jerry kids is my kids. I don't even really know him like that, but his kids are my kids, if I can understand. Y'all kids is my kids, if I can understand. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
because at the end of the day, like, you just never know where you're going to be at. You just never know what you're going to see. And if you can understand that everybody has to collectively get the youth in a better position by feeling like how they did back in the day, like, it didn't matter whose kids it was. Somebody was going to get them some straightening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somebody was going to be protective over them in the community. That's what I'm saying. Overall, we all need to be a little more protective.
Wow.
A little bit more outspoken. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more willing to go on the radio for Jerry and support him.
Well, I'm sorry you had to experience that. And if there's anything that I can do, you know, that's a part of what I do with Man Up Worldwide, is to be able to provide resources. So if there's anything that I can help you do to kind of keep moving forward, you know, just reach out to me and let's make it happen. Like, this is a brotherhood, man.
There was
this is a brotherhood
that the Vikings used to use called Brothers of the Womb.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute a woman got pregnant, it wasn't the father and mother. The child was raised by all the men.
Right.
And I look around and I see everybody has their brand and their own organization to promote the same virtues that we're all discussing here today. And I'm sorry that the brother on the phone had to go through what he's going through. But understand, we got Brothers of the Womb out here, and we are, we're looking to get active.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And support, word.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.